Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season 3 of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. Off a bye week last week. I am your host, Matt, and I'm here as I am every damn week, except when Steve's too busy. America's favorite handicapper, Uncle Steve. Steve, how are you doing, brother, and what's up?
I'm doing great, Matt. Just watching a little college hoops, college football. Had high school football on, but that game's over 8 minutes in, so.
Some lopsided victories in the Nebraska championships today, huh?
Yeah. As we all suspected would happen.
Yeah, all right. I did see one team lost that they all had blonde hair, so maybe they deserved that loss. So there we go. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I, we get together every Wednesday, Thursday, shit, sometimes Tuesdays. Get together, talk about the weekend's NFL and college football games. We do our research, analyze the trends, and give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we absolutely stink at it. Steve, how are we doing for the year? Somewhere around 42% would be my guess.
No, Matt. This is a banner year for us. We are both sitting at 50% on the nuts.
Whoa, 50%? Absolutely, including Circa?
Nope. We'll drop a little bit with Circa. Circa, we're at 47%.
All right. So, dang, 48% on the year as a whole, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Obviously, we know what we're doing. So, as we do each and every week, we invite guest pickers to drop some knowledge on the listeners and provide some reprieve from Steve and I's voice. This week's no different. We're bringing back a crowd favorite. Everybody loves Alabama Raider Nation, Chris from Omaha. Chris, how the hell we doing, brother?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You recovered from Vegas?
No.
Still not yet?
That was a load of fun.
Good stuff. All right, man. We're going to let you kick off this week's slate of games. Where are you going?
All right, well, we're going to start with Thursday night, the Egg Bowl, Mississippi and Mississippi State. Mississippi is favored by half, maybe 10. Mississippi's only got two games where they failed to score at least 27 points, and those games were against Georgia and Alabama. Mississippi State, on the other hand, has failed to score 17 in at least six of their games this year. Mississippi lost by 2 last year to Mississippi State. I think they're a touchdown favorite, but I think Mississippi's too much. So give me Lane Kiffin, the future Alabama coach, to come red in this one.
There you go. All right. Good. That will be a good game. I would like to watch that one. All right, Steve, where are you going first?
Well, first of all, piece of advice for the listeners here. Uh-oh. Chris is our absolute lowest percentage picker on the show.
Correct. 0-5 last year.
0-6 last year. 3-8 overall for 27%.
Damn.
Money, right. Money, money.
This guy
for the
sticks.
Brand. Yes, for the brand is what that's called. That's why we have him on and why the people love him for sure.
All right, we're going to go Friday at 11, TCU in Oklahoma. We got 9.5 and 63.5. TCU's 5-6 on the year, and their defense absolutely stinks. Their offense has been inconsistent all year, whereas Oklahoma, their defense is average at best. But they do have an explosive offense. On this one, there's going to be lots of points, I believe. We're going to go with the over 63.5.
There you go. High-scoring game there. Unlike the games I'm looking at, I'm going to start with 5-6 Illinois. Is a 5.5 point favorite at home against 6-5 Northwestern. Since somehow losing to Nebraska, Northwestern has strung together three of their last four wins, with their only loss being to obviously one of the nation's top teams, Iowa, by 3 points. Illinois, on the other hand, after somehow losing to Nebraska, has won three of their last five, and losing to one of the nation's top teams, Iowa, by only 2 points. So these are very evenly matched teams, and obviously elite, hanging with the realms of Iowa by 2 and 3 points. So I'm not sure where they're coming up with 5.5 points on this thing. I think they're evenly matched. I think 3 point home favorite is probably the right play here. So give me Northwestern plus 5.5 on this one. Back to you, Chris.
All right. All eligible.
Oh. Exactly. That's they have a little more to fight for than Northwestern, but they're going. Northwestern is absolutely the team to go with on this side. Where are you going, Chris?
All right, we're going to Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We got we're going to stick in the SEC, Missouri and Arkansas. Missouri is favored by 7.5. Arkansas is playing their third week in a row at home, so they're not going to be too tired from traveling or anything. Missouri has averaged about 33 points a game. Arkansas has yet to have a 300-yard passer. They have only had one 100-yard rusher. Missouri defense has been playing pretty gritty, and their offense ain't too shabby either. They've probably had the best turnaround team in the nation from a year ago. They only beat Arkansas by 2 last year, but I think they cover the spread on Friday.
All right. Covering that thing Friday afternoon. Good football. Steve, you going to Friday game or are you going to Saturday?
No, we're going Friday, Matt, since
you're
talking about Iowa. We're going to go to the Iowa-Nebraska game.
No, you're not.
Oh, I am. I am. It's 11 o'clock kick. Nebraska is favored by 2, and the over-under, which opened at 29.5, which I believe is an all-time low, has dropped to 26.
2-6.
26.
Yeah.
I was 9-2. Nebraska's 5-6. So I did a little look on this. Iowa's had 4 games this year where the total's been under 26. Nebraska's had 2. Both defenses obviously sound. Both offenses obviously suck. Special teams are going to be the key to this game, I think. And as obvious as the over 26 is, I am going to play Iowa plus 2.
Whoa. All right. Iowa plus 10. And I'm looking at 2.5 right now, so I'll even give you the hook.
Generous man.
Yep, that's what I am. It's Thanksgiving. It's Friendsgiving tonight, man. That's what it is. All right, so I'm going to stay in the Big Ten, and I'm going to stay at home because I'm looking at the 6-5 bowl-eligible Wisconsin Badgers visiting the Twin Cities to take on the not-bowl-eligible Minnesota Golden Gophers. Gophers here are a 2.5-point, sounds familiar, home dog in this one. PJ Fleck's whole entire career in Minnesota is all about bowl eligibility. As long as he makes a bowl, Gopher Nation loves him. Like 6-7, it doesn't matter. He's got them bowling, and everybody's happy in Minnesota when they go bowling. So this is his Super Bowl, so to speak. Wisconsin is 6-5 straight up on the season, and they're also 6-5 against the spread. But when PJ is in Dinky Town, He is 4-2 covering the spread at home. PJ not only covers this underdog spread, but he wins this game outright. I'm taking the Gophers on the money line. Motivation, 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 and not motivation on the other side.
And the boat sinks.
Row that boat, Steve. Row it. All right, Chris, where are you going?
Well, where else would we be going?
Oh, God.
It is that time of year, my friends. It doesn't end. It comes once a year. It's the best goddamn game out there. We're talking the Iron Bowl.
The Iron Bowl.
Should be a thriller this year.
Well, you know, that's quite a thing. Alabama opened up at 10.5, and Auburn just got annihilated by New Mexico State at home last week, 31-10. So that made absolutely no sense. Alabama's been trending all the right way. Even the books in Vegas love them as the fourth best team to win the Natty, and they're still sitting at number 8 overall. So
still too high.
Way too high.
That spread at 10.5 was just too goofy, and I'm you know, leaning Auburn because playing at Jordan-Hare, that just always seems to trip up the tide in recent memory. Games are a little goofy, but since the other day, that spread jumped from 10.5 to 14.5.
Ooh.
So I started thinking, you know what? I think Alabama is going to start to roll. So we're going to take Alabama to cover the spread.
Covering 14.5. All right. Damn.
They'll win touchdowns.
There you go.
How many?
Three.
Three touchdowns.
You're right there first.
We did. Absolutely, we did. What about you, Steve? What you got to top that one?
Well, I don't have any music.
That would be a lot of tech.
Yeah, we're on Saturday at 11 o'clock. LSU and A&M, 11.5 and 66. Both teams are pretty good on offense. Well, LSU is really good on offense. I think Texas A&M without Jimbo is probably going to be better, and Jimbo is going to be better without Texas A&M.
$76 million
better. Ooh. $76 million better.
I need to get on that retirement plan.
Yes, that would be very nice. I was looking at common opponents, and A&M lost to Alabama by 6. They lost Tennessee by 7. Ole Miss by 3. LSU lost to Bama by 14. Mississippi by 6. Jaden Daniels, the new Heisman favorite, probably going to win it. I think it's – unless he trips up here. I think 11.5 is a little strong for this game. I do think it's going to be a shootout, but I'm going to take A&M with plus 11.5.
Plus 11.5. All right. Well, I am going to – and on the NFL, and I'm going to go with the 49ers-Seahawks Thanksgiving night game. The over-under on this thing is 43.5. And according to Twitter, every single primetime game goes under the total. I think it's 77% on the season for night games in the NFL. So it's going to be another sleeper on Thanksgiving night. So I'm just going to go with the over, and or the under, I do mean, because that seems to be what happens in the NFL at night. So that's where I'm going.
That makes sense to me.
I guess. There's been some bad football on night games this year.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And that's not even counting Carolina.
Wow.
They can't make a primetime game.
Hey. They were on last Thursday night, and they went under. I promise you that. Bears, Panthers went under. Yeah. All right. Chris, you
have any parting words? Shockingly, I didn't see that game.
You did not see last Thursday night's game? Because you are probably already in bed, which that's okay. All right, Chris.
Boy, all right, my next selection. This team is 11-0 this season. Whoa. They average 41 points a game. And all their common opponents that they have played, it's a clear match favorite for the favorite. Their opponent they're playing is 3-8 this week. Now I'm going to bring a little history lesson, bring a little culture to your show tonight, fellas. Got a little trivia question for you boys.
Okay.
What famous quote is from one of our famous founding fathers, Patrick Henry? What is he famous for saying?
Pass.
Oh, Pat. Pat Henry.
On to you, Matt.
Give me liberty or give me death.
That is correct, my friend. And this week, we're going to amend that statement tonight for your betting public. Give me liberty and give me wealth. Liberty Eagles will cover the spread.
What was the spread?
17, I think.
17. Yes, there it is.
This guy is a favorite picking machine this year.
Yes, he is. He loves the favorites. Do you have any other picks, or are you good, Steve?
Oh, I got the Apple Cup here.
All right.
5-6 versus 11-0. Washington State started out the year 4-0.
Yep.
And then they lost 6 in a row, and then they beat Colorado last week, which means nothing to any of us. Washington's got a lot to play for. Try and hold on to that fourth spot. I think, even though this game's typically close, I'm going to go with Washington minus the 16.5 just because they need to impress the committee.
Yeah, I agree. They need a statement win for sure. They are my pick for the fourth best team in the country, however, after the loser of Ohio State, Michigan, of course. I'm just going to pick the Panthers now that you dogged my team and mentioned them. They are 3.5-point underdog at Tennessee, and they are 1-9 straight up. And guess what? If you bet against the Panthers, against the spread all year, you'd be 9-1. So I'm going to take the Titans covering 3.5. Chris, you got another one for me?
Well, of course.
I know you do.
The Chiefs and the Raiders. Whoa. Sunday in Vegas.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of sitting live in Allegiant Stadium a few weeks ago. Compliments of you, Matt, and I can't thank you enough for that incredible, awesome experience. I will never forget that.
Allegiant is good stuff.
Yeah, you know, nothing like, come on, Matt, say it with me. What do they all say?
Raiders!
We all know the Raiders struggle, and they've struggled for years. They're just not a really good squad. And they're going up against the Chiefs, who are obviously amazing. They had that game wrapped up last night and somehow pissed it away. The last 2 weeks, they haven't scored in the second half. But they're still probably the creme de la creme of the AFC. You know, they're pretty darn good. But they play the Raiders this week, and they turn around and play the Raiders again on December 25th. But Christmas comes early for Raider Nation this Sunday. Oh, give me the money line. Raiders, take them down.
Oh, on the money line, damn. Wow.
This guy has been in the sauce all day long.
All day long. Whew, that's all right. Hey, cheers to that. I've only been there for 2 hours, so that's all right. Steve?
Minus, by the way.
You what?
Minus nine, by the way.
Minus nine. So you're going to get some good money on the money line there. Probably plus 350
or so.
Yeah, that'll be all right. I'm gonna jump on that train for sure.
I'm going to go with the worst Monday night game in recent history. We got the Bears and Vikings.
Oh, that's a bad game.
Oh, yeah. 3.5, 43. Bears. Last week, Justin Fields started kind of played loose again, running around. I think he had 115 yards rushing or something. If he can get some receivers going, they'll be all right. Vikings, this is Dobbs' third game playing now.
Yeah.
And I believe Jefferson will be back on this one.
No, they're going to sit him, I think.
They're going to sit him.
I think so.
Well, that doesn't change
it. It doesn't change it anyway.
Even though Fields is playing a little bit better, I'm still going with the Vikings minus 3.5 here.
Well, bless you, Chris. Sauce got to him on that one.
Yeah.
Well,
a little jalapeno juice in there.
I only have no more games. However, I am going back to that Nebraska game, and that game is going to the under, even though it is the lowest in NCAA history. The first 1-13 wins that game because, as you mentioned, both offenses absolutely suck. So that's where I'm going to end it. Yes.
I like it.
You did not listen. The obvious easy pick is the over in that game.
Yes.
Obvious.
Over. You're right. It is going under. Absolutely it is. So, all right. Chris, thank you for coming on. Any parting words?
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Yes sir. Good night.
Steve, parting words?
Matt, nope. Just enjoy that cranberry jelly this week.
And... hey, the turkey's in the bath brine, ready to hit the smoker on Thursday morning. So we're ready to rip.
There you go.
All right. Very good. Good luck to our listeners. Thank you for joining us, Chris. Good luck to your Raiders. Good luck to Bama making the college football playoffs. And as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably shit. Good night.
Good night.